Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies, it's tough out there whenever you are dating.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with digital stuff. You've got the online dating apps, mm-hmm. and it just exposes you to a whole new world of losers. There's so many more people that you can swipe left to.
Yeah.
I think that's correct. I'm married, so I don't really know all that stuff.
Yeah, swiping is a big deal.
But they asked women about some of their worst first dates. And, of course, we do that on a regular basis here on Wednesdays with the second date updates.
Well, sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
But these are some that are from out of the area, and they were quite interesting.
Okay.
They asked on Twitter. One lady says, I went out with a guy that spent all of dinner telling me about his ex-girlfriends and how after each breakup, he had to move out of their place and move back home with his parents. Then he asked me how big my apartment was.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So that's a, you know, pretty bad sign right there. Well, he's already planning on how big of an apartment he's going to have to move out of when you break up with him.
Do you know what surprises me is how many women do have guys like that in their lives.
I know.
Mm-hmm. It really does surprise me. These strong, independent women who just find folks to fall in love with who just, you know, don't have it together yet.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness for those guys out there that need a little help.
Don't you judge me.
Yeah.
I'll get it together one day.
No, okay, no, you got it together. You'll be a quick
catch. I don't think so completely.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You're a catch.
Another one, he took me to lunch and told me not to order anything that cost more than $10 off the menu.
Wow.
Instead of taking an Uber back, he made us walk back. I eventually got so fed up that I stopped talking to him, and then he walked ahead of me and didn't even look back to see if I made it safe.
That's one of those big cities right there.
Yes, definitely. Yeah,
wow. They're in New York or somewhere like that.
Well, it's like I said, we get the ones locally. These are out of town.
But, I mean, walking ahead of her, because that's pretty funny.
Well, he got tired of her.
Yeah, I know.
She wanted to order more than $10 at lunch.
I'm like, but you're starting to walk fast just to get away from
her. Digger.
That's funny.
He was hoping he looks back and she's not there.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
all right. He accidentally texted me something along the lines of, sorry, babe, church is going late. Then had the nerve to say he meant to send it to his sister. This is on the date. So he's apparently telling some other woman that he's running late, lying and saying he's at church when he's really with her.
You don't do that, man.
Wow.
If you don't put church, if you don't put church in life.
Okay, well, you won't like some more of these then. Let's see here. There's a couple of a theme here of peeing on stuff. This woman says he took me to dinner. He didn't have reservations, so we had to go to a different place because we couldn't get a table at that one. He proceeded to drink too much, and on the way home, he asked me to get off the subway two stops before my actual station to watch him pee into the train tracks.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's not the only peeing one. Hold
on. That's weird. That's like, you know what? That's like a redneck in a pickup truck pulling over, you know, out in the country somewhere and going, hey, watch this. I'm going to go pee on that electric fence.
Well, sometimes you'll have to go before I get home.
Let me go. I want to impress you by doing this. Watch this. Yeah.
Okay, Hawk, that's exactly what happened here.
Oh, okay. No.
Cheap date, terrible overall. His car was a huge mess full of chicken wings and other stuff. He literally pushed it all out on the ground like it was no big deal and then decided to pee on the pile of food and junk from his car like some sort of animal right there in the parking structure.
And she went out with him?
They're on a date in a parking garage, and he's cleaning his car out to make room for her to get in. He piles it all on the ground and then pees on it.
Okay.
But what tells you that he doesn't have it together? I don't understand how you're...
You know what's so weird, though? I mean, you can't make up a story like that.
No.
That's just, I mean, that had to happen.
That's something...
I mean,
wrong.
There's something wrong with you because now I could see him clean out his stuff and there might be a bottle, you know, that you like where he had to go. And he's cleaning that out. No. But not, I mean, why are you doing this, some kind of symbolic ritual with all the junk that's in your car?
And he's littering.
I'm like, let's face it. Kato, you've had to ride with Heidi, and she's had tons of junk in her car and had to move it over. She never did that, did she?
I've cleaned it out in a dumpster.
She grabs my dumpster and pulls it over to her car while waiting for me to come out of the house.
But she doesn't do that ritual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I skip that.
I wouldn't mind to see that at least once.
Yeah.
First date, he took me home, and we cooked and ate dinner with his mom and dad.
Well,
I mean, I guess that's romantic,
no,
right?
No, it's not romantic. That's just bad judgment.
All right. First date, he talked about himself nonstop and only asked me two questions. Was Michael Jackson guilty, and what's the point of the Dewey Decimal System? Then he got an emergency text about a fire in the chemistry lab that he was supervising and invited me to come with him. I took a pass.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's the question about the Dewey Decimal System?
That's in the library, Hawk.
I know.
You may not have heard of that.
Well, I mean, I understand that, Tom. I know they don't even have that anymore. It's like with all the computer age. Is there like a Dewey Decimal app or something they have with that?
Probably going to be GPS. You just type in the book you want. It's going to show up.
You probably experienced this one. He walked me to the bar, popped me down on the seat, and said he was going to the bathroom for a break. And he never came back.
No. Heidi did that. She left the guy at the table. Said
yeah,
she was
well,
going to the bathroom.
He knew I wasn't coming.
Have you ever had it happen to you?
No.
Okay. He picked me up on a Sunday morning. I thought we were going to have breakfast to date at a hotel. We ended up in the hotel's conference room where his church gathers every Sunday. I had to sit through a two-hour church service.
Oh, no, you wouldn't either.
If you didn't know that's what you were doing, that would be pretty startling, I think.
Yeah.
Let's see. He had me pay for the movie and dinner because he forgot his card. And then whenever we got to the movie, his girlfriend found my Instagram and direct messaged me telling me how they've been dating for 3 years and he does stuff like this all the time to get free meals. Yeah.
Okay.
So ladies, if you're out there and you're thinking you had a bad first date,
yeah,
these women have got you beat.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.